This is Amin Parker. If I was a celebrity, I would be able to do more for my family members than what I can do right now. Now, that's not to say that I can't do anything for my family members, because I do everything that I can for them. And they know if they need anything, they could always come to me, because I have their back, because I love them, because I always put family at the forefront. So for me, family is everything. But, you know, sometimes I wish that I was a celebrity. Because if I was a celebrity, I would have so much money. I would have more money than what I have now as an unknown individual. Because that's basically what I am. I'm not famous. I have two jobs, you know, and neither job is the dream job that I envision for myself. So, yeah, I'm doing okay, but I always wanted to do bigger things. And, you know, I'm not going to say that it's over for me. But yeah, I'm upper age. I'm an upper age individual. And just because one is upper age, it doesn't mean that it's over. But if I'm going to be realistic, I'm not going to be a celebrity. Okay? If I somehow magically stumble across becoming a celebrity, my goodness, I would be so happy. Trust me, ladies and gentlemen, I would be very happy and honored, and I would feel so grateful. But I'm already blessed. I'm blessed by Father God. I am blessed by Jesus Christ. I am blessed because I have all of my family members in my life. And I love them all so much. And if any of you guys are listening, if any of my family members are listening, please know that I love all of y'all. I just wish that I could do more. I wish that I could do way, way more for all of them. Those of us who love our family, because I'm pretty sure the people that's listening right now, you, the listener, you feel the same way about your family. And all of us that love our family, we want to do more for them than what we are already doing. Some of us are just regular people, your average Joe Blow. Because, you know, we lived a life path that just pretty much didn't propel us to become the celebrity that we may have dreamed. You know, I always wanted to own my own animation studio so that I could distribute comic books and quite possibly animation. You know, shows that could inspire the youth. But, you know, things happen along the way throughout the course of life that pretty much set me on a different trajectory, which is okay. Because, you know, I'm not doing bad in life. So, I'm doing okay. I'm not doing super duper great either. Me personally, I feel like I'm doing, you know, I'm right there in the middle. But my dream, like I said, was to own my own animation studio or quite possibly comic book studio. So that I could entertain the youth and make a lot of money through doing that. But in this life, unpredictable things will occur. Sometimes we will just stumble upon a particular path. I know I could have done a lot more to go towards my dream, but it didn't happen like that. And as I stated before, I am upper age. So, you know, the likelihood of it happening is not that great, really. But it's okay because, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I love myself. I do love my life. I live a stress-free life. And that's a good thing. You know, I live a stress-free life. My job is not getting to me. Neither job, because I have two. So neither job is hurting me. You know, I'm actually comfortable there. You know, I'm okay. I'm really okay. It's just that, and I'll wrap this up here. If I was a celebrity, a famous animated, you know, animator, or a famous animation director, okay, some sort of animator that worked for even a video game company like Nintendo, or some big artist that worked somewhere within some anime studio, I would have loved that. That was my dream. It partially led me to want to learn Japanese so that I could go to Japan and either work for Nintendo somehow, like I said, work for Nintendo, or work for some big, you know, anime studio, or even make my own studio here in this country. But hey, things didn't go that way. Well, like I said, I still am happy in my life. And even you, ladies and gentlemen, that's listening, if you feel the same way that I do, where you want to do way more than what you can for your family members because you love them so much, but you have to be realistic, right? We only can do what we can do. But we still must love ourselves. And it's a good thing that in our hearts, we want to do more for our beloved family members, because that's what it's all about. Giving your all for your family, no matter how big or small the contribution may be. Well, this is Amin Parker. And I hope you enjoyed this one, because I know I did. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, peace.